Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
Arturis Karnishovas is here, or Karnishovas. I still say it both ways.
I don't even know what's the correct way anymore. You know, for 30 years, they butchered my name, so I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll stick with what I said then. Yeah. You know, I think the hope of Modest taking a big leap.
We never got clarification on that, did we? I just kind of rolled right through it.
I got clarification. That's why I call him Karnishovas.
When did you get that clarification?
When I had a private conversation with Arturis. About 15 months ago.
Well, why don't you share that with your partner? Why you hold on to that?
I figured when you heard me say Karnishovas, that would be the cluing in that you would need.
But you heard me say Karnishovas. You know, you didn't like help me out or correct me. What's going on here?
It's Karnishovas.
Horns is out here playing chess, man, because he saw this segment a mile away. Before we could dunk on you.
Well, Arturis was, he doesn't seem to care if I get it wrong or Lawrence gets it right.
It's also Arturis.
What?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's not.
But man, I enjoyed that conversation. And if you didn't catch it and you're a Bulls fan, I would catch it. But it's funny. We got a text from a guy who said, I don't even really like basketball, but that was a really good conversation.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
He's a really likable guy. And it's funny because that's one of the things that a lot of people around the Bulls have been saying to the Bulls is, you know, Arturis should do more stuff because he's got a really dry sense of humor, and sometimes it's hard to figure out like where it comes off and where it doesn't.
Well, it's been bad at trade deadlines getting accosted by an aggressive beat.
Yes.
That's been rough.
No, there's no doubt about that. And I'm glad that there are people out there that think that it's important to ask tough questions about
Me
all
too.
Of this. And I felt like you asked some tough questions of him yesterday.
Yeah, well, yeah, I appreciate that. I think we did. I think I did, and it was kind of mixed in as the opportunity presents itself for us, which is to actually have some connective conversation. That's the opportunity, and you know, when we get somebody who might not be a great interviewer, might not be a great talker, the opportunity is for us to actually ask some real stuff when you're actually connecting, especially face to face.
Yeah, and then it becomes about how do you try to extract information. Do you just go into press conference mode where you're just firing all the questions, or can you build a conversation that then leads to better answers from the person that you're sitting there talking to?
That's the fun for us.
Everyone has a different style.
Totally.
I usually tend towards being in press conference mode when you're talking about people who run organizations, but I felt like the choices that we made editorially yesterday were really good in trying to get him to open up. And when he did open up, I thought there was legitimate stuff in there that's interesting to watch and to follow up on. Here's an exchange that we had with Arturis about what he owes the fan base and how he interacts with fans.
Well, I probably enjoy to watch everybody else, but then I'm very nervous to watch us. You know, I don't know how much I enjoy our games because, you know, I usually, you know, start in one place, then I end up in the second quarter somewhere else, and then I might end up in the fourth quarter in my office across the street. So, but when I watch games, I still, you know, obviously love the game and watch the, you know, every game I can, you know, sometimes we on the text with, you know, front office actually just you know, our impressions of the game, and we just comment, and you know, like we got nothing else to do, but you know, 24 hours is basketball.
Well,
you know,
so. That's not that crazy. There used to be an executive in town, a baseball guy, Kenny Williams with the White Sox, used to be on the treadmill while the White Sox were playing because he didn't know what to do with the his nervous energy.
Yeah. Well, I've tried it all. You know, I've, like I said, you know, I've tried in suite, I've tried in room by myself in front of TV. I tried to go to weight room and in our practice facility and work out there while two TVs are on. I've tried it all, but
none of it's worked.
I still don't know what I'm going to do this year, but this building is very electrifying for me. And, you know, the fan base is great. The losses are the hardest ones, and especially by, you know, double digits or something like this, you know, you want to go to every fan and just apologize. I think it's all about, you know, everybody likes the winning team, you know, and results. And, you know, I'm enjoying also building something. And I think this team is on a way up. I feel that we're building something here with this young team. And it's not only great basketball town, it's a great sports town, right? And I don't think they, you know, you can go to other cities that, you know, can the cities, you know, angry fans. But I think that in Chicago, there's a good combination of, like, care factor. And they also educated, you know, in the sport that they watch. So, and I think they just want to, you know, to see their team succeed, and especially in this building. And we got to bring a home court advantage. I think we had a better record last year away than home, and that should not happen.
It's Arturis Karnišovas with us yesterday. And you got him going, Lawrence, by asking him, like, what he loves about basketball, what he loves about watching basketball. And that led to him saying he loves watching other games, and it's just more stressful to watch his own. But I believe he is earnestly trying to build something that's deep. He talked about the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he knows, obviously, you got SGA, which is a superstar, but they have a very deep squad, and that's what you need. And last night, they went 9 deep, I guess 10th deep. They did end up going to a 10th guy. There were some things to like about that, how aggressively they played, and they could go even deeper, I think, than they did, but how quickly they played and how well-coached they were. I'll be interested to see what they can do this year. And I like him more after having that conversation. That's
first
for sure.
10 games are going to be a big thing for the Bulls. Their schedule is not real easy over the first month of the season. And let's see how they do. I still have a lot of questions.
Understood. One quick thing I do really like, Patrick Williams was the 8th man last night.
And he's got to earn it.
Doesn't need to be any higher than that. Doesn't need to be handed anything. I don't care how much he's making. I don't care what the pedigree is. You don't play him, Billy, if you don't need to, if you don't want to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth.
Play as a Raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other Raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.